Is this what the inside of your head looks like?
Oh, buddy, not even close.
High Potential Season 2, now streaming exclusively on Disney+.
I'm Morgan. I have 3 kids. I have an IQ of 160.
The hit crime drama is back.
You're a cop?
No, we solve crimes together.
New cases.
You hired me because I noticed things that you missed.
New suspects.
This is where he attacked her.
New season.
You're waiting on me to leave so you can poke around without a warrant, aren't you?
Yeah.
High Potential Season 2, now streaming exclusively on Disney+. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Brace the rudder! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship approaching. Over.
Roger that. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. Spend £200 on your first campaign and get a £200 credit for the next one. Go to linkedin.com/lead to claim your offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me bang, man.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus! No, for gay Jesus, people!
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
We moved it to Tuesday because of you. I think no one else could do it. And I remember, everybody telling me never move the podcast because you said you're the least important person.
Yes.
By saying that, I'm like, now I can never not make it because it's like, that was such a good manipulating tactic because it had the opposite effect. I'm like, it's like one of those, girls like, I'm so ugly. And then you bang her because you want her to, you want to like make her feel better.
Don't feel guilty, please. Because look, you have legends and professional fighters, and I'm just kind of a guy who quips in every once in a while. So
First of all, Don Fry is the greatest legend, but his Wi-Fi probably works 11% of the time, if that, 9%. And then he always calls me either on the wrong, like 2 hours after the podcast or the wrong day. He'll be like, are we doing this? I'm like, Don, it's Saturday. So anyway,
we should have a mashup of all the times he's saying something very passionately and you can't understand a word he's saying.
Right, but you can sort of get it because you get like every third word or something. So there is something. Let's call. Okay, so Mayhem's coming in a minute right now. It's hard because like people don't come on time, and then you tell a story. And then you want to tell the story again so that they're updated, but then you feel like you're only giving them like a small version of the story and the story is not as good anymore. So, yeah. But what are you going to do? So here's Mayhem Miller. I think he's in Hawaii, actually. I'm not even sure what he's doing in Hawaii.
But are you looking for BJ Penn, Mayhem? What are you doing?
Dude, that is the saddest. Somebody said, like, I feel like we're in like the part of the Netflix doc where things go really bad. You know, BJ Penn. And man, you meet BJ Penn, he's the nicest guy. Like the nicest guy, just warm, welcoming, like treats everyone equally, doesn't care who you are. And it's just such a shame what's happening, especially if he really believes that his family's imposters.
Well, you know, he just got arrested again, a few days ago.
Right. So, people are like, you know, some people are mocking it or they're saying whatever or they're talking shit. But you're like, well, what if that's what he believes? Like in his mind, everyone in his family's been replaced. So imagine if, like, you really believe that, you know, like, so it's hard to even.
It would be a dream come true. Are you kidding me? In my case. But he's also like 42 as well. He's young. I didn't realize how young he'd be. I thought he'd be in his like maybe 50 or something, but he's actually, I think, in his early 40s. So
I just saw Mayhem for a second. He was shaving. I'm pretty sure he said all that is a symptom, which if anyone probably knows about what BJ is going through, and not in a disrespectful way at all, Jason, but it probably is a fighter who's taken a lot of shots. A lot of punishment. Yeah. you know, probably did a lot of chemicals and drugs that he shouldn't have done, and who knows how that wires him. So I would love to get Jason.
Yeah, I did my research, okay?
Whoa.
I did my research, all right? And, bro, Capgras syndrome is a common thing where you're not sleeping and using a lot of drugs. So I'm not saying BJ's on drugs, but it often happens when you're doing drugs for many, many, many days that you start thinking people are replaced with robot clone versions of themselves. And that's like a common thing. So unfortunately, I mean, we got to, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I hate that people did this to me because sometimes they were wrong. But the reality is, man, someone's got to get in between him and his drug dealer, like Charlie Sheen. Like, we need to start softening up his crack or whatever, like they did Charlie. Because, bro, what is going on? Nobody's helping the guy. There's nothing but a bunch of people clinging on to him and going, oh, we're partying with BJ. Sucks, man. It's the worst.
Yeah. Did you watch the Charlie Sheen documentary?
Yeah. It was great. You know, it was great. I mean, and this guy is so lovable despite having all these damn substance abuse problems, right?
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things where we still love the guy and we want him to be, and we're happy that he's all cleaned up and we can laugh about his insanity now. But, you know, his whole family was, he tore his whole family apart. That's the funny part about that documentary. He gets to be sobered up now and all cleaned up, and he gets to live the rest of his life out as like a great guy, you know? And I feel that. I'm trying to do the same thing. It's just so sad that he had drug everybody through hell and back, you know? And BJ's in that situation right now. He's in the middle of hell, and I hope that he can get up out of there.
Yeah, me too. Because you're right. BJ is a very, also a very lovable, likable, like
right,
a cool guy. Like, I mean, you like humble. Like,
that's the reason that it's such a big deal that he's like melting down, because we're like watching and we love this guy. He's a great champion, and he was funny and nice to everybody and the sweetheart. And then now we're looking at him, and he's not the same person. He's like outside.
Are you in Hawaii right now?
No, I just got back, bro. I just got back. I have an event that I got to go to, like, soon. Okay. So I wanted to check in with the MMA Roasted crew. I miss you guys.
Miss you, too. And Don Fry, I think, is here.
What were you doing in Hawaii, Jason? I didn't know what were you doing there.
Oh, my best buddy, Todd Tanaka, who has a Helton Gracie affiliate out there, he got married. So, you know what I mean? I gave a little speech. It was hilarious.
Now, Jason, at one point you were a legend in Hawaii. I mean, everyone knew.
Hey, it's still the same. I go out there, I got mobs. Like, the whole valet, everybody take a photo.
Oh, wow.
Jason Mayhem Miller, Jason Mayhem Miller. I'm like, oh, my God, bro. Like, they say my whole name, bro. They go, Jason Mayhem Miller. They'll yell at me down the street, bro. Couldn't go anywhere. It was awesome.
Dude, right what? When, like, the Tiger King was, like, at its peak. The girl who got her arm eaten off by a tiger.
Yeah, remember, I got her on the show.
Like, no one could get this girl on the show. Jason was in like meltdown mode, and she was starstruck. Like, she was like her, like, you know how like you like in the cartoons, someone looks at like another cartoon and like,
yeah, the hard eyes.
Hearts, and I'm pretty sure she's a lesbian too. But she's still.
I switched her back, baby.
Nice. She was still all about mayhem, was this lesbian. Meanwhile, so I just got off a cruise. Man, if you ever want to see a funny section of America, go on a cruise, okay? So I go on there, and the crowd, there's two guys with a girl, and she's got a hand on each thigh. Like, she's in between. Right. And I'm like, so what's going on here? So the girl's like, oh, we're a throuple. So it's the boyfriend and the husband. Right. One of them looks like a January Sixer beard. Looks like he just like, you know, one of those like, and the other guy looks like from Grease 3 or something. Like, and she's like, and you're like, yeah, she's a lot to handle. Right. So that was the first. So I'm making fun of them. The next ship. another throuple, right? But this
what the
time,
fuck?
This time these guys look very flamboyant. Like, I mean, just as gay as they come, right? And they're with this girl. And I'm like, okay, so what's going on here? They're like, oh, well, she went to prison and then they hooked up. And one of the guys was the other guy's second grade teacher. So it was, but for like a second, like they assured me that there was no grooming involved, right?
Wait, I thought you said that it was like a nice cross section of America, not like not a boat of the despicable destruction. Like, what the hell, bro?
Hell, that is America.
Yeah. I'm not a judge. It takes all kinds, right? So then they're all like going crazy, right? Then someone next to them goes, I start making fun. I go, the guy sounds like Mayhem, like a little person of Mayhem. And I can tell like one, he's like, and I can tell one of his arms is like kind of off, right? So I go, what's going on with you? And he goes, I'm the human shocker. And he holds up, he's got three fingers on each hand and so starts waving them around, right? Like he's and he stands up. So it's the human shocker, a thruple, a couple that met in jail, right? Then afterwards, they come up to me and they tell me they're all part of this bondage group from Oklahoma. They're like a BDSM bondage group and they're into whips and chains and they all have, and there's a dungeon involved and they all have their different names. Like this is, you know, Mistress Whatever and Captain Who. And dude, these people.
I think they're booked on the Deviant Cruise.
Look, Don, have you ever been involved in any kind of bondage situation? All right, Don's frozen. Okay, so.
I mean, that is America's. Did you hear about that the Charlie Kirk Memorial that Grindr shut down?
Really?
The servers got overheated.
Are you kidding?
It might be an urban myth, but there's articles about it, yeah.
That's a consistent thing that always happens, that anytime a big like right wing sort of thing comes up, and then all the closeted dudes are out there banging each other.
Dude, there was I was looking at stories for Gutfeld. There was a trans Muslim Antifa protester, like
that tracks.
A guy that became a woman or whatever, and he's also is a Muslim, and he got kicked out of the Muslim group because they were like, we don't accept this or something. I'm not sure what happened there. And it's also a member of Antifa.
Hey, look, hey, they were just signing up to every left-wing, you know what I mean? They're like, let's just do a left-wing Mad Lib real quick and see what I get. Hey, try that in Saudi Arabia. She's going to learn to fly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't even know where to go with that. I was trying to think of like the best punchline for like a trans Antifa whatever showed up. This is what I came up with. I don't know if it'll work, but I said one of the protesters at Charlie Kirk's funeral was a self-proclaimed transgender Antifa Muslim. However, as soon as he saw a cross, he burst into flames. Although he set his penis on fire while facing Mecca. So I had a bunch. We'll see if any of them get in. But this whole country. Now, as a fellow comedian, I have two fellow comics. Although Mayhem never actually, I tell him, man, if you want to do comedy, we can go out together. I can help.
I'm down, but you're always on like a perverted cruise ship or something. You know? Like, you know what I mean? I would like to go. I would like to open for you, but I don't know if I can go to that country. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm back in town for a while. Don, how are you?
Good.
Did you hear about the trans Muslim Antifa person that showed up to protest the Charlie Kirk funeral?
No, I did not. Fuck. What happened?
Nothing. It was very peaceful.
Sounds like the beginning of like a knock-knock joke almost. You hear about the trans Antifa Muslim person that showed up with Charlie Kirk protest? No, what happened? No, that's it. There's no punchline.
Don...
explode or what?
Yeah, he exploded. He saw a cross and burst into flames. Now, also, Don... I was talking about going on this. There was a bondage group on this cruise that I went on, and they were, you know, they seemed like they were like one of the girls was going out. She was like in her 60s, going out to get paddle boards, and you know, they had they tie people up. Have you ever had anybody either want to do bondage or ask you or, you know, try to get you to partake?
Yeah, some chick a long time ago. I can't remember it though, man. But it was when you're talking fucking 45 years ago. I can't.
Well,
yeah, I can't remember what the hell happened. But yeah, I think she's pretty big. I think I had a tire to the bumper of my truck. You know, one of the big fat girls.
Oh my god.
You know, you get drunk in, you know, closing time, and you take what's left.
Hey, and that's exactly what Adam's doing with his career on these boats.
Mayhem told me in New York, a girl tied him up and tried to shock his nuts.
No, don't ruin my story, okay? It was worse than that, bro. Not only did I, like... You're acting like I met this chick, you know what I mean? And she chained me to the radiator. No, bro. This woman had an entire dungeon palace, like on the third floor of a Chinese tenement building, bro. It was a crazy-ass dungeon. Not only did she tie me up to the thing, she tied me up by my huevos, and then later on shocked me with an electric cattle prod on the nuts. Bro, it was pretty amazing.
I love how you're saying it like it wasn't consensual. Like, I can't believe she did this.
No. I went hunting for her, to be honest. I was like, you know, this lady, she seems like an artist. And I was like at the heights of my career, too, at that time. So I'm like, oh, we're both paying artists. So let's get together.
But then she fell in love with you, right?
Oh, bro, that was the craziest part because I thought everything that she was like, putting her back into it, bro. She's trying to beat me like real hard and hurt me. And I was like, I kept laughing at her. So that's how come she electrocuted me, because she was getting sick of beating me and not being able to hurt me. So in her crazy world, the fact that she couldn't hurt me without like high power, high voltage electricity, it made me more attractive to her. And then she like flew out to California to fall in love with me. What a weirdo.
What happened? Did you date her?
Yeah, I dated her for like a week, couple weeks, and then like, you know, enough was enough. I sent her back to New York.
Yeah, I had a girl put on this like condom she put on that like basically had like a remote on it and like vibrating condom she put on me to use on her. She was on a show called Survivor. Anyway, but at first I was like really into it, and then I'm like, I don't think this has been washed.
You're picking up like third party STDs. Good job, man.
This is not the way I want to get an STD.
I want to get an STD the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, old-fashioned way.
Cunt.
I used to think like people that had herpes, it was like proof you got laid. Back when I was a virgin, I was like, man, at least people have proof they got some pussy.
Yeah, you're just smearing a red Sharpie on your dick.
Red Sharpie.
Yo, MMA roast is on fire this morning, guys. What's going on?
All right. So as a comedian, what I was saying, the Jimmy Kimmel thing, right? Here are my thoughts. Here are my thoughts. Look, right. I'm not into any kind of canceling on either side, whether you're far right, far left, middle, you know, and people make mistakes, right? People make mistakes. What he said was not factually correct about the shooter being a MAGA guy. So all he had to say was, look, I had bad information. I had bad intel.
No, but he didn't even say that. I watched the clip 10 times because I'm in the same business, right, where I talk on camera and I fuck up all the time, bro. I, like, say the wrong – I accidentally said that Greta Thunberg was outside of Israel, I think, and she was actually in Tunisia. So it was, like, a weird thing where the producer
was – She was heading to Gaza, so.
Yeah, I know, but they said – I don't know. Somebody in Tunisia had a drone that came out, and I said the Israeli Defense Force sent a damn thing. I don't know if I said that as a joke or whatever.
She said the IDF put a drone.
I misreported what she misreported, you know? Right. So right. It was one of those situations where, yeah, you don't always get it right. My thing is, yeah, bro, we're living in a new day in the game, okay? We hired a businessman as president, okay? That's what we did. Guess what businessmen do? They fucking work business deals to, like, get what they want. We did it. We hired that guy. We knew he was sneaky. We hired him on purpose. So, you know, Jimmy Kimmel got what Jimmy Kimmel got. Now, he's going to have great ratings for about 3 or 4 days. So, good for him. You know what I mean? He's going to come back.
Yeah, this week is going to be a big week for him.
He's going to beat Gutfeld for 3 nights in a row and then go right back to being in third.
You're 100% right.
I don't think he will beat Gutfeld. But here's the deal. Because the people that like him already like him. The people that don't like him don't like him.
Yeah,
and that's sort of the problem. But he did say, you know, they're trying to – he did say they're trying to teach – say that MAGA is anything but one of their own, right? So that's what he said, was the shooter was anything other than what they want. He said MAGA was trying to say that. So, yeah, so you are insinuating the shooter was MAGA, all right? Okay, all he has to say was, look, hey, I made a mistake, or I had bad intel, or even if he doesn't apologize, I still have no problem with – I still don't think he should be canceled, even if he doesn't apologize, right? But yeah, well, that's what I do have a problem with, which is – on a whole different level. Everyone's saying Jimmy Kimmel is so great for comedy. He's had one comic on his show in the last 4 years. Like, he doesn't even have comics on his show. Literally,
doesn't like comics.
He doesn't like comics. Like, could you name one Billy? At one point, he was having comics on his show. He was breaking talent in the very beginning. I looked on ChatGPT, how many comedians has Jimmy Kimmel had do stand-up comedy on the show? And I'm not talking about Sebastian Satina or Whitney Cummings or somebody who's going there to plug a special. I'm saying you're doing a five-minute stand-up comedy show. You won't find one in the last 3 to 5 years. Yeah. That's my issue, but that's not a reason to fucking cancel someone. But I'm just saying, funny that everyone's just like, oh, we need you. Yeah, you can't be canceled for free speech. But Jimmy, maybe all these comics are coming to bat for you. Maybe throw some of these comics a bone and have them do 4 minutes on your show.
Yeah.
Bill, thoughts?
Well, I have a lot to say about this. First of all, we don't know for a fact if Trump actually put his thumb on the scale. He may have had nothing to do with it. Number two, the ratings were really shitty. Number three, when Roseanne Barr got canceled, nobody went crazy.
Oh,
Jimmy Kimmel actually, he was like, that was a good idea. She should get fired. He sent tweets saying she should have been fired. Gina Carano gets fired for a bad tweet. People get fired for shit they do at work and say all the time. Jimmy, I mean, in my opinion, a tweet is a lot less worse than saying it on the job. So
do you want to go down that road of like people should get fired? I mean, that's.
No, I don't think they should, but I hate how. Like the leftists literally are talking about how this is the end of democracy and how it's like tyranny and the fascism. Because I'm like, what about all the other fucking people who've been canceled for the past 10 years, you dumb bitches? It makes me crazy. You know, I don't think you should be. But apparently what happened was they told him to apologize. And he said, I'm not going to apologize. I'm going to double down. I'm going to do a whole new thing. At which point they suspended him. So tonight's going to be interesting because we'll see if he makes an apology or if he says anything to address it. He's going to have to say something, right?
Don?
Yeah. Did you mute me?
No.
Did you mute me? All right. Yeah, I was wondering about that. Nah, hell. They have no accountability that side. No accountability and no reason. You know? And so he'll ignore the whole thing. Or else he'll say that the people demanded that he come back on. You know, the people love him and want him, you know. But all it is that, like we said, you know, like Mayhem said, he'll be good high for 3 nights, maybe 4 nights, and then he'll be back in the shitter again.
And, yeah, you're right.
He'll be getting paid, what, $40 million? $10 million a year,
15
for
million
bad ratings, for, you know, for fucking, hey, give me that show. I could do just as bad as him for that kind of money.
You know, I also think podcasting has really like kind of ruined the late, and like it took away the mystique of like the late
100%.
Show. You get these people, you're like, oh, I'm going to do a kind of a canned, shitty, fake, you know, interview, or you could get like 4 hours of people telling Joe Rogan that they, you know, stuck fucking hamsters up their ass, whatever they did. If people are just like, they want to hear more authentic stuff, you know. So that's number one. And it's just sort of that format. What was that?
Getting tied up, getting your balls electrocuted. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. People would rather hear about Mayhem's balls. By the way, Mayhem, you look good, by the way. You look like you've lost weight. You look in shape.
Yeah. I've been training a lot. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm getting him as much training as I can in, you know. This whole Jimmy Kimmel thing is hilarious because, you know, what it was is that we all thought that late night comedians were kind of like off limits where they could just say whatever and, you know what I mean, no, with no effect. And like I said, Trump just hit him with the business acumen, like, hey, FCC, this guy is spreading falsehoods about me. And the FCC went, oh, yeah, you're right. That's fucked up. And then put a little pressure on him. And then, you know, ABC obviously is a business. Like, they have to, you know, make a bottom line. And if they're going to affect their contract with the FCC, they have a license. So, you know, if they're going to affect their license, of course, ABC is going to take action. That's just business.
Yeah. You
know? And, you know, I everyone's screaming about freedom of speech. Yeah, dude, we got freedom of speech. That just protects speech, not the consequences of business. Like,
100%.
That's how it goes. So it's interesting time. And I feel two ways about it. I feel as a comedian, like, everybody should be able to make jokes about everything. But as like a businessman, I get it. Like, you want to protect yourself from what's the technical term for when it's spoken, like libel? You know what I mean? Like some kind of smear. That's the mindset. And look, we finally got a president that's going to use the business world to his favor. So it's strange. Strange time.
We also had Jimmy Kimmel being like, listen, basically just going off on MAGA, you know, with like the whole vaccine, where if you don't take the vaccine, you're going to end up, you should die. Like, shit like that, where, you know, you turn off a large portion of the country, yeah, you can't get mad when they turn you off.
Well, yeah. You know what? It's really like, okay, all this stuff that we're talking about, and this ain't really funny, but this is just the way it is that we forget that, okay, Russia put a bunch of propaganda out there on Facebook a long time ago to kind of get the races angry at each other. It's not like a conspiracy theory. I'm not making this up. It's just they figured it out. They found out, oh, shit, Russia was fucking with us back in the election cycle and making the blacks mad at us for Black Lives Matter. Okay. And then later on, TikTok is giving us all this weird stuff where, yeah, you're a girl. You're a girl. You're a girl. Yeah, dress like a girl. You're a girl. Great. And, you know, that's fine. There's a whole community out there that thinks that they're girls now. That's fine. I'm not even mad at that. But what is making me mad is that those foreign actors have got us all with knives at each other's throats. It's fake. It's all fake. Like, I don't care enough about your cross-dressing to get mad. You know what I'm saying? To get mad at you.
And I know, but what makes me mad is when people feel like, because I'm an independent person. I'm an independent thinker. Like, so I can see, okay, I understand where your point over here as far as being socially conservative. Like, but then again, you know, I could see, you know, we're not going to defund the police, right? But then I could see, all right, you know, gay rights. But then I'm like, no fucking way should transgenders play female sports. But they, so whatever. Anyway, I start going, okay, I'm liberal here, I'm conservative there. But then you got these people that just feel that no matter what the issue is, they have to go align with their party. And then you're like, dude, like, there's people on my Facebook thing of like, oh, does it really bother you that there's transgenders in sports? Yes, I have a daughter. I don't want her getting run over a fucking sports field, okay? If she wants to compete with other girls, great. I don't need a guy who says he thinks he's a girl.
Yeah.
Fucking running.
Yeah, over. I don't want her lining up in a basketball game against an X-man. You know what I mean?
No, I do not want that. And I'm pretty sure you think that that's also off. But you just can't concede that, because then that would mean that you break with your alleged party. It's like, the fuck are we doing?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, back, okay, think about it this way. back in the day, you know, you mean you had four channels, and that was what you got brainwashed by. Now you got 5,000 channels, and they're all curated by an algorithm written in China. So I think they're going to put us against each other a little bit. You know, everybody thinks that I grew up thinking that China was like a backwards place. It's one of the most advanced nations on Earth. They like have a long plan, and for them to like conquer the world, it's going to be pretty easy if everybody in America.
I don't know if it's China mayhem or it's clicks, because if somebody says, yeah, like if somebody posts, you know, Israel was behind Charlie Kirk rocket shooting, they're going to get all these people that are going to, no, they weren't.
Yeah.
Yes, they
no, but what I'm telling you is, yeah, I like how you're thinking. You're right. Clicks, engagement is what drives the algorithm. Yeah. But there is somebody behind the scenes, Wizard of Oz style, making sure what rises to the top. And all this stuff is right. Like, they're on purpose making everybody mad. There's no way they're not, because you can flip through. Because just the same way my Instagram is all TNA, baby. TNA, constant. It keeps me up. I go to message somebody on Instagram, and 6 minutes later, my pants are around my ankles. Whoops. What happened? I was just trying to write back my dad. What the hell? Nope. You get pulled off on a side quest to shake your meat.
Bill, thoughts?
He really likes football.
Yeah, right. All right. So let's talk about MMA for a little bit. They're saying McGregor versus Chandler is going to be the main event on the White House. That's what the rumors right now are. Matt Brown today wrote that fight is irrelevant. It's an irrelevant
fight. It is.
You know what? This is one of those things where I think the people maybe behind on WME or one of these TKO, whatever, are going, McGregor's got how many? 30 million people. Chandler's got 4 million. How many views did McGregor's fight get? They're going, okay, let's put this fight together. But as a fight fan, I'm like, Chandler is 1-6 in his last 7 fights with a win over, or 1-5 with a win over Tony Ferguson, right? Who's 0-9. Okay. And then McGregor hasn't won a fight since, who was the last guy McGregor beat? I mean, I can't even think of who the last guy McGregor beat.
Okay. So, when's the last time he fought?
So now you got two guys.
Some chick on the beach.
What was that?
Some chick on the beach.
Yeah, some chick on the beach, right. So now you got two guys that are probably, 0-10 in their last 10 fights?
Listen, I always have to pull you back down from the stratosphere of hardcore MMA fan and yank you back down to casual town with me. Because here in casual town, we only know like 3 fighters' names. You know what I'm saying? Conor McGregor, right?
Jon Jones.
Yeah, and you know what? Mike
Pereira.
Chan something, that the guy who was always trying to fight McGregor for years. So that's it, bro. That's all you get.
And I hate the fact that I think McGregor's going to win this fight. I think McGregor wins too, which I think is also bad, because I think there was a version of Michael Chandler that would have beaten Conor McGregor, but the guy that showed up against Paddy Pimblett that got the shit beaten out of him by Paddy Pimblett is not the guy.
Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game, okay? You get to go with other fans, you have fun, you take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it, you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, You browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events, all right? They have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price, to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat views, so you're not like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot, whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, etc. All right, go to Game Time Picks. All right, they make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now.
Well, see, but to be fair, though, Patty Pimblett, pretty young. And like beastly, you know what I mean? Like he's a big boy for that, how lanky he looks. He's like pretty strong and big, and he can handle that and keep the cardio up. Conor McGregor is small, bro, smaller, and like more size friendly to Chandler. And it could be an exciting fight, actually, because I don't think Conor McGregor really. I mean, look, bro, I don't know, man. I seen him training camp, coming back to training camp, and the most homoerotic techniques and whack ass move, like, bro, he's like unlearning how to fight. That's what it looks like to me. He's like in his late stage, like cocaine karate phase. You know what I mean? It's like the '80s, and he's like doing like Wing Chun now. I don't know, bro.
I mean, Don, what do you think of this?
I think John Jones should be fighting Don Fry at the White House for the
championship. Don Fry, motherfuckers know his name, bro.
And Don Fry, Tank Abbott, too. Don Fry, Tank Abbott, too.
I love that.
At the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Would be the greatest thing ever. I mean, you might as well. I mean, that's talking about Make America Great Again. That pretty much was the peak of America.
Wait a minute. Did somebody say Make America Great Again?
Because
I hear Big Sexy's music coming right now, baby.
I like how Big Sexy says, no matter what, I'll be there. And I don't care what anything happens, I will be there, right?
And I am.
35 minutes late. How are you, Sean?
Doing all right. I did want to tell you guys, because it's been a while, I wanted to give you an update on my life. I realized.
Hold on.
I,
like, if you give us an update, tell us a story and leave, I swear to fucking God. Just for the record. All right, go on.
He beat me to it. No, I realize I've making a lot of mistakes in my life. Like I told Robin the other day that I've been getting up. I decided to start getting up an hour early and spending 1 hour a day just getting revenge on people who deserve it. You know what I mean? Because I've been like really slacking in that area, not like getting back at people. Like I like to be the instrument through which God punishes people.
Yeah.
So today I was really busy, man. I've got 18 guys working for me right now. Like, it's my business is out of control, working 90 hours a week. And today a telemarketer called and knocked me off a really important phone call, like threw me off. So I shut off all my calls, my business lines. I told all my guys, figure it out today. Don't call me. And I've spent the last 5 hours just calling that telemarketing place over and over and over again, calling the same guy. And I call him from different numbers and I get a thing to scramble my number. I've called him over 100 times already. And I keep calling with different like sales pitches. You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, I was going to talk to you. I can scale your business. And then he'll hang up on me. And now I can call from another.
How is this productive? So you're torturing a guy in India. It has nothing to do.
I think he's Indian. It doesn't matter what race he is. But yeah, I've called him literally over 100 times. And I'll give it like 10 minutes to call from a different number. And then I'll act like I'm interested in sign up for a service. And I'll be like, I'm just kidding. I want to sell you a service. And then I just close. So yeah, I've spent 5 hours today just doing that. And I feel I lost a lot of money, but I feel so much better about it. So.
Well, that's good. Okay. That's good. Well, I'm happy about that. What do you think about the potential McGregor versus Michael Chandler White House lawn fight that you're talking about?
There's no way McGregor's ever fighting again. Certainly
I agree. I agree with Sean.
Yeah, he's not passing a drug test. He's 37 or 38. Like, he's not it's all every time there's anything happening. And remember, he was going to bare knuckle fight what's his name, too. He's going to fight everybody all the time, and he never does. He hasn't fought what in like 7 or 8 years, so he's full of shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if you guys saw, so Tank Davis is fighting Jake Paul, right? They had the weigh-in yesterday, or not the weigh-in. They had like the face-off. So Tank Davis fights at 133, or his last fight he weighed in at 134, basically. And Jake Paul last time weighed in at 200 pounds. So they're fighting at a catch weight at 190, right? So
right in the middle.
Yeah.
You guys are fighters. I'm not a fighter. I mean, look, obviously.
Hey, by the way, that press conference, he said, wait, I thought we were fighting at 190, and they said 195.
Oh,
hilarious.
So Tank Davis, I mean, he's not going to gain 60 pounds of muscle. So if he weighs in at 190, is there any way his power is going to basically come up to where he can knock out a guy, a Jake Paul, if he fights at 140? Or is there?
What are you going to do? Bar to punch me?
Like,
right, exactly.
I mean, who wins this fight, Sean McCorkle?
I don't know. I don't think it'll happen, man. I can't believe anyone is sanctioning it.
It's on Netflix.
I think it'll be another exhibition.
It's on Netflix.
Did someone actually sanction the fight?
No, it was an exhibition on Netflix.
That's happening.
Yeah.
And it'll still count on his pro record somehow, too. Like, that makes no sense. Like, it'll still count it as a pro win, you know? Like, I got so mad back in the day of people putting fake wins on their records. I tapped a guy out in in training, and I had Sure Dog put the win on. I reported as a win that I beat him by Kimura during training. And then I beat up a kid in high school named John Evans at a skating rink. I punched him in the face and knocked one of his teeth out, knocked him out. I put that on my record also. Since everybody wants to have fake records and wins. If you look on my official record on mixedmartialarts.com, I have a win over Jeff Pointer and over John Evans. One was in the gym, one was in high school. I put them both on my record.
I mean, so. What's crazy is that, like, in 100 years from now, people are going to look at Jake Paul's records and be like, he beat Mike Tyson? He beat Nate Diaz? He beat Tyron Woodley? Now he beat Tank Davis? But, like, they're going to be like, he might go down as the greatest fighter of all time based on the guys. He beat the wrestling legend Ben Askren in 1 minute. I mean, they're not going to – someone has to write a real history book and be like, hey, listen –
now sing the praises of the great Jake Paul. He just dominated every man throughout time. Yeah, they're going to, the post-apocalyptic, they're going to be singing fucking bards will be singing stories of Jake Paul.
Don, what were you saying?
He challenged the Chuck Norris right now.
What did he say, Bill?
I mean, you know, he came out of retirement. He's 80 years old. He said, come out of retirement and face the truth of the younger generation.
What? Actually, I heard if he gets by Gervonta Davis, he's going to dig up the corpse of Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. He might as well. I mean, he's got, look at his record of like, is a pretty good record. Nate Diaz, he beat the best bare knuckle boxer of all time in Mike Perry. He beat one of the greatest college wrestlers of all time in Ben Askren. He beat arguably a top five heavyweight of all time in Mike Tyson. Now he's going to beat a guy who's undefeated. Gervonta Davis, who's pound for pound the best boxer. It's what a fucking man.
I think Davis could win. I really think Davis could win. When I was watching CGI, the Craig Jones Invitational Jiu-Jitsu, they would have, like, you know, open weight.
Yeah. Exactly.
And?
I think he froze.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
I did hear that Jake Paul is going to go down for as the best pound for 50-pound fighter who's ever fought.
All right, so there are good fights this week. Have you guys followed the fights this week?
Yeah.
There's actually two really good fights this week. There's this week, and then next week it's Ankalaev versus Pereira too. which is actually like an amazing card. Let me see if I could pull this up for this week, which I'm excited about actually, because I feel like there hasn't been any good fights in a while. Like it's been like it feels like we just like I don't know, took a break or something.
Yeah, you're right. It's been like whack cards for a while. Like, okay, there's been like one, like that Diego Lopez fight, that was awesome, but that was like one fight in many, you know.
So Dominic Reyes versus Olberg. Reyes is the guy that almost beat John Jones. I thought he beat John Jones.
He got robbed.
Yeah. But then he like lost three in a row after that. He had like a rough go after that. He beat Nikita Krylov. He knocked him out. Oh no, what am I talking about? He beat Anthony Smith. He beat Jacoby. Oh, he did. He after the John Jones, he lost to Jan Blachowicz, lost to Jiří, lost to Ryan Spann. Then he beat Dustin Jacoby. He beat Anthony Smith and he beat Krylov. So he's fighting a guy, Carlos Olberg, who's 12-1. And he's from New Zealand. The fight is in New Zealand, I'm pretty sure. Or the fight's in Australia. Close. So Olberg is coming off a win over Blachowicz, Ozdemir, Manafield. He hasn't lost in a while. Mayhem, who do we like in this fight?
I'm not sure. To be honest, like I can't give like a really educated opinion. You're talking about Olberg? I don't even know who that guy is.
Carlos Olberg.
Yeah, I don't know that guy, man. I'm sorry, dude. Like, I can't give an educated opinion on that fight. That next weekend card is like I'm a little more educated, but this one I got to be honest.
Jake Matthews versus Neil Magny. Neil Magny's got to be like 100 years old. By the way, I saw on the news Melvin Gallard retired, which he lost 11 in a row, so I think it was time.
Melvin Gallard was like the most hilarious dude. I knew him in Atlanta, and I told him, "Oh man, you're fighting this." I refereed one of his matches in Atlanta one time, and beforehand I said, "Oh man, you're fighting the jiu-jitsu guy, huh? Yeah, you know, look out for that triangle, you know." And he had already lost like three fights in the triangle. And he's like, "I'm a boxer," and I was like, but you're doing MMA, right?" He's like, "Yeah, but I'm a boxer." And I'm like, "All right, well, don't get tapped out with the triangle." And then he went and got tapped out with the triangle. I was like, "Damn, he just didn't want to learn jiu-jitsu."
He's a guy. He's kind of a what if, like super talented. Like, if he just, he just didn't never. I guess almost like too much talent.
It's hard to get a guy like that. If he won't listen to coaching, then he ain't. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how it is. Like, I love Mel watching Melvin fight. I loved it. Like, he was one of the most exciting fighters. But part of the reason I love watching, because if he flops around on the ground, he might just get tapped out. Like, you know, he's going to fight like hell, but he didn't want to put the work into learning Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and that's what you get.
Dude, I remember watching the fight with, I think it was Nate Diaz. It was my dad. Me and my dad were watching it. It was one of the first MMA fights. And he was beating the shit out of Nate Diaz and then got caught in a triangle, like you said, and then lost. And my dad was like, "How did this guy lose? Wait, like, my dad thought they should start over or something." He's like, I'm like, "No, that's the rules." He thought it was like kind of like boxing. Anyway, Bill, you got cut off with your jiu-jitsu story.
My phone overheated. Welcome to fall in LA. Anyway, I just think that like you can gain so much from speed. Because when I was watching the Craig Jones Invitational, you know, these monster guys like Victor Hugo were you know, going against really small guys, and they couldn't submit him. So really all he has to do is, if he can avoid those big haymakers, those knockout punches, I mean, he could really win that fight.
No, yeah, your theory is great. And I like what you're saying. It's true. What will happen is he'll be like a bumblebee jumping around. The issue is that he's got to put one of those hammers on him for a 12-round fight. So, yeah, I think that old Jake Paul might be able to get lucky and knock the guy out because he's so much, you know, the weight differential is huge. But you're right. If Gervonta can dance around and move around and move around, you kind of got a very similar situation to what I talked about on the last time we did the show. Oh, Canelo got pieced up because, dude, the guy is a lighter weight class. coming up, and he's slick, moving really nice with a nice jab. And with the, you know, it's boxing. There's a limited amount of techniques you can do. So
I think it depends on the ref, because if it's, look, let's say the guy has 70 pounds on him and the ref lets him do it like Klitschko used to do, or where the guy just lays up, like leans on him.
If I'm coaching Jake Paul, this is what we're doing. Round one, you're going to jab, you're going to hook, you're going to clinch. You're going to jab, hook, clinch. You're going to be a boring-ass fight until Gervonta Davis' arms are jelly, and now we're going to run him over. Now you're just going to try to fucking throw haymakers at his ass in round eight and knock him out.
So
if I was coaching Paul, I would have him train with Bruce Buffer because he's used to laying on black guys. So I don't know.
When all of a sudden it's black guys?
Sexy.
I'm just assuming that's his thing. I don't know.
You're never going to work for ABC.
Hey, if you're going to keep saying that, you're going to get canceled by the FCC.
Allegedly. And I have no idea what you're talking about. All right, so.
Wait, are you saying Bruce Buffer's racist and he won't have sex with black guys, the only white guys?
Sean.
He says he's still angry about the rejection.
So, all right, the week after, all right, October 4th at T-Mobile, Ankalaev versus Pereira. I don't think there's a person out there who's rooting for Ankalaev. I think everybody just loves Alex.
Except for me. Ankalaev's going to win, baby.
Except for you.
I know. No, I hope everybody pushes the line through the fucking roof, man. Hey, you know what? Honestly, I'm just going to tell you guys, Pereira's got this 100%. Lock it in.
Really? Why?
Bet on it. That way I could bet on the other guy.
Oh. No, I think the smart money's on Ankalaev. He won the first one. He's better rounded.
You know why?
Why?
He was off. I mean, I saw him the night before. He looked like he was in mood, you know, ready to go. But then when I saw him walking into the arena, you know, walking out to the cage, I knew he was going to lose. If that's the time you can fucking make your bets, I would have made money, because that's when you can tell through the fighter's eyes whether they're in the fight or they're not in the fight. And walking up to the cage, you can see in his eyes he just wasn't there. He wasn't healthy. There was something wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, look, everyone wants Pereira because he's an exciting fighter. He fights all the time. He's funny. He doesn't run. Ankalaev is, I guess, kind of a more boring fighter. But I think the smart money is on Ankalaev in this one.
I hope he wins. I hope the other way. But we love this guy. Everybody loves this Chama.
By the way, did you see what the other guy the other day posted? What's the guy's name? Chimaev? So basically, there was a style bender, and they made a video saying Chimaev was going to lose his last fight, and then Chimaev posts like, "Oh, this is why you monkeys were wrong."
Holy shit!
And it was like,
yeah, but he didn't look. That's pretty funny, but I don't think he knows the racial history of that word. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And then the Mayhem Monkey is the only one who bet on him.
The only one, basically, that defended it. People were like, hey, this is not the post. I don't think you meant it that way. I would delete this. You know, like, hey, we know that you're not racist, but this comes across bad. And then Mayhem is like, as a fellow monkey. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Hey, I got to go, man. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got to do this.
We love you. So
I'll see you guys next week.
So Corey Sandhagen versus Merab. Merab said he's going to knock Corey out. If he's looking for the knockout, I think that's pretty much Corey could win this. If Merab's that, oh, I think he's just saying that. Yeah. I don't think he's a pretty smart fighter. Sean, who would you like in that fight?
Dude, I don't see anybody beating Merab if he can get a hold of him. His cardio is so insane, man. Like, it's a I dream of having cardio even a quarter that good, man. Like, I could never imagine what it would be like to go in a fight knowing you're not going to get tired, like Cain Velasquez, like knowing, well, because that was always my only concern, is God, it's going to suck when I get tired and start getting hit in the face. But if I knew, like him, you're not going to get tired, that's why I've never understood these 125 or 135 pound guys that just circle each other and stare at each other. Like, dude, if you're not tired and you can throw 1,000 punches a fight, why not throw them? Like, what do you, you know what I mean? Especially when the guy you're fighting is the size of an average woman, like 135. How bad can a 135 pound man actually hurt someone, you know? So it's like, but yeah, I don't, his cardio is, it amazed me. You know, I thought him and Topuria would be a great fight. And then I saw him everywhere. He said Topuria whips his ass in sparring, you know, or whatever. So that's even more impressive to me on Topuria's thing. But yeah, I don't see anybody beating him just because of his cardio, unless obviously they land a big shot or something, like something lucky. But he is Merab can go for days, man. It's crazy.
Don?
I'll follow Big Sexy on this one, you know. I mean,
yeah,
he's got the conditioning. He's got the conditioning. He's got the fight.
Bill?
Well, I mean, I don't really get the matchup, because Corey Sandhagen isn't really, I mean, is he a real contender at this point?
He is. He actually is. He's kind of a guy that people sleep on. He won his last fight against Figueiredo when Figueiredo went up a weight class. And then he lost to Umar Nurmagomedov, who laid on him, which is what I think is gonna happen in this fight. But before that, he beat Rob Font. He beat Marlon Vera. He beat Song Yadong. So, yeah, he is a real contender. It's just that Merab just looks like he's on the next level. Also,
yeah. Dominic Cruz also beat some Young Dong recently, but
Jerry, crazy guy, Pro Joxa, whatever his name is, he's fighting Khalil Roundtree. That's gonna be an amazing fight. Those guys are never in boring fights.
That actually, yeah, I didn't know that was happening. That is an awesome fight, man.
I'm excited about that one. And then Jusang Yu is fighting Daniel Santos. Macy Chasen versus Yana Santos. That should be a pretty decent fight. Patchy Mix looking to come back from his last fight, which he looked off. And then Paige VanZant's boyfriend's back in the UFC now.
Oh, wow.
Her husband, Austin Vanderford. And then Veronica Hardy, who's Dan Hardy's wife, is fighting Brogan Walker. So we got a bunch of...
Wait, Dan Hardy's wife is in the UFC and he's not allowed to be there? Like, he's banned completely, but his wife can fight in there?
Why is Dan banned completely?
He's not banned completely. Something happened where, like, he was commenting and, like, Herb Dean should have stopped the fight and didn't stop it. And Dan, like, ran into the cage, basically, and told him he sucks. And that was sort of the end of that, you know. As a commentator, you can't run into the cage and tell the ref. He just got emotional. It was just a mistake.
The 75th unanswered punch where he's obviously dying, and you would think some of them refs, they're going to get somebody killed, man. Like, they really are. Like, it is. It's ridiculous, man.
Right. So before we leave, some news stories that I wrote down. I actually tried very hard to prepare for this one because we haven't had a podcast in a while. So, all right. So, the state of Connecticut. All right, here we go. Let me stop sharing. The state of Connecticut announced that they are now banning first cousin marriages, which I guess are still legal in some states. So you're not allowed. In Minnesota, they're permitted under established customs of Aboriginal cultures, which is crazy. The whole thing was like, people were the rumor is that Ilhan Omar married her brother so he could stay in the country, which is like, I don't know what's going on there. But
They've got it all wrong. If they want them, like, getting married will be the only thing that'll stop the cousins from fucking each other. So that's what they probably need to encourage the marriage.
That's a good point.
That is actually kind of brilliant, Sean. I fuck, that's good. I'm gonna submit that tomorrow. Thank you. So Victoria's Secret announced it's ditching its woke rebrand and going back to hot women and sexy women. So I don't know if you guys are excited about this or no.
Yeah. Well, the secret is that fat people aren't hot.
That would have been waiting to get out for years. And finally, Bill let it out. That's secret.
American tennis star Taylor Townsend had to apologize after going to China and posting on Instagram that she was shocked that they were eating bullfrogs at a restaurant. I don't know if you guys, which she should not have to apologize for that. I mean, why wouldn't you be shocked if they were eating?
Did she just say she was shocked, or she's like, was she like, what's up with these Chinese people?
Whatever, who cares? She had to apologize to the whole country for
how dare you make fun of the bullfrog?
God, they were serving turtles too.
Greta Thunberg found out
to keep Muslim gangs away, a French couple brought their pet pig to the beach. Just because that's a little extreme. I don't think you need to get. I mean, I guess, do you even have a pet pig? Like, do you go out and get? I mean, that's, come on. That's, I don't think that's necessary.
Wait, doesn't George Clooney have a pet pig and a Muslim wife?
Yeah, I mean,
conflict of interest right there.
So yeah, a zookeeper in Thailand was eaten alive by lions during a tour. So I don't know if did you guys hear about that?
No. A lot of animal news this week, I noticed.
I said it was Pride Month.
Dummy.
But he's a dummy. Yesterday, Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii grilled Kash Patel, saying it's not fair to ask women to do pull-ups in the FBI due to physiological differences between the sexes.
That's so transphobic of her.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Everyone should, I mean, right? If you got to chase out a bad guy, you should be able to do a pull-up. I mean, that's
yeah. When's the last
time you know any women who do pull-ups?
Chasing down a bad guy, let alone having to do a pull-up while he was doing it, though.
You know, have you ever known a woman who could do a pull-up, Adam? Maybe more than two pull-ups?
I don't know. According to her new book, Kamala Harris said that Mayor Pete was her first pick, but she thought Americans wouldn't accept a gay male vice president. So
she got a gayer male vice president with Tim Walz?
With Tim Walz.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez, that guy's a fucking pedophile and can see everything he wants.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. We have no proof that he is a pedophile.
I heard they asked the headset. They said, what would it be for you to be if you were to eventually win the presidency to be the first gay president? And then somebody said, Barack Obama said, wait a damn minute.
Well, it was Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
They're all gay to me. I can't remember who's gay.
Everyone's gay. We're all gay. Nearly one in four Americans have decided not to pursue someone after seeing their messy place. Did that ever happen to you, Bill?
That's why I'm not getting laid right now. Seriously. I wish that was a joke. I mean, look at my car. Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, you live in your car. Yeah. Though, like, is that what happens? Like, you bring a girl to your car and they...
Who would think that a Subaru could dry up a pussy? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Subaru, baby.
Sean, you're a pretty clean guy, like, right? You would never bring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not organized, but I like take 10 showers a day and find myself sometimes rubbing bleach or rubbing alcohol all over me because I feel dirty. So I don't know, Mandy. I have kind of like OCD when it comes to being clean, but I'm not organized though.
You put rubbing alcohol all over you?
Yeah, like one time in the shower, I found myself actually pouring rubbing alcohol over myself because I wanted to feel really clean. And then every now and then it slips down into like your pee hole or something and really burns, or I don't know. It would be Bill's circumcision conversion hole, I guess.
That doesn't seem very safe. You think maybe that's why you're always getting sick?
Well, I don't know. I had one year me and Tim Sylvia were sparring back when I was fighting, and he popped my eardrum with a punch, and it was bleeding. And I thought swimmer's ear, that stuff you put in your ears to clear them out the water, I thought it was just rubbing alcohol. So I poured rubbing alcohol in my bloody ear thinking it would dry it out, you know? And turns out I had a popped eardrum, and it went behind my eardrum. And I'll tell you what, dude, you haven't felt anything like that in your life. That was unreal.
Holy shit.
That cured me from pouring rubbing alcohol in any orifice for at least 6 months after that.
So, stop doing it. Well, Don had like a Mexican guy like clean out his leg with like a fucking shovel one time during the show. So I don't know. Don, you don't seem like you're kind of have OCD, do you?
I think Don's got narcolepsy.
All right, exactly. So, Bill, what do you have coming up?
Shit.
Nothing. I have a cleaning lady can come over later. So that's it.
That's your tour schedule?
No, I have some dates here and there, but nothing really big.
Okay, that's great promotion. Sean, what do you have coming up?
Oh, God, just more revenge. And then I got bumped last weekend. I got bumped from a podcast I was supposed to be on. There's a podcast called 10 Minutes of Schaub. They just make fun of Brendan Schaub the whole time, but they do it for hours. And they ran a 24-hour marathon episode, like making fun of Schaub. And I got bumped by BGL, if you know who that is.
How would you feel if someone had a 24-hour podcast about you? I mean,
what's crazy is they didn't run out of material either. All they did was talk for 24 hours how much Schaub sucks, and they still couldn't get it all in. Like, they kept running, like, they just kept going. Like, it's, yeah, they had Mark Harley on there. They call him Big Gay Lion, but Mark Harley bumped me because I guess he's a little more famous than me. So they had him come on, so I got to make, like, a makeup appearance for it. So
his name is Big Gay Lion?
Though they call him BGL, like, because he looks like he looks like Mufasa if he were gay and a bodybuilder. But he was Schaub's handler for a little while. He was the guy that was going around the world, muscular guy hanging around with Schaub all the time. And now Schaub owes him $15,000, so they're at odds. Like, I don't know what's going on.
What?
So, yeah, like, Schaub screwed him out of some money, so he started revealing that Schaub's addicted to Adderall and that Schaub cheats on his wife all the time, and they filed a lawsuit against him. It's like a real entertaining mess. So.
Oh, wow.
Don, what do you have coming up?
At the end of the month, I'm going to the Sioux Falls Rodeo in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I'm going to, obviously, I'll see 50 gnomes and I'll get tongue twisted and make an ass out of myself. You know,
Christy Nome might not be able to handle you, man. You are too much man. By the way, Don, if you think that we are not responding to you this whole podcast, it's because your Wi-Fi cut out, I would say 99% of the time. So we just heard like every third word.
The man Wi-Fi today.
Yeah. But Don, if you and Christy, I know you have a girlfriend and she's beautiful and she loves you. But if you and Christy Nome had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the greatest baby.
Could you, that baby would come out in an American flag.
Yeah, like, the baby would come out and deport the nurse.
So that would be the next president of the United States in 23 years. Yeah.
And 100% would. Could you imagine the sex tape between Christy Nome and Don Fry? Like, imagine what they would be calling each other. Like, the safe word would be like ice or something. Like, I mean, I can't even imagine. Like, well, that would be just.
It's ironic they're meeting at a rodeo because I'm not sure she could stay on Don for the full 8 seconds that he would last. So, not sure if that would rolling on.
It's like Ice Barbie and Testosterone Ken, you know. out. And anyway, I'll be in Poughkeepsie on October 4th. I'll be in Kansas City October, I think, 7th to 10th. It's all on AdamHunterComedy.com. I'm booked up till 2027. You guys are awesome. Fucking love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye.